A few months ago, I was asked the question about somebody whose vest, his wife's vest, was as follows. She saw a flog of 30, 30, 29, 29, 28, 28. So we downed on it then, and we answered what we answered. And we asked them now to find out where they're holding, and we got the answer. It was a real story. This is, and the follow after the 28-28, it continued 29-29, 30-29-29. So the last 9 months are as follows: 30-30, 29-29, 28-28, 29-29, 30-29-29. What vestas does this fellow have? Maybe you should just give up. This is the grand finale for them, the Simikov Pay test. So where does the Shalit start from? The Shalit starts from what we saw today in the tour. The Torah brings down the chiddush of Mayin Pasuach, a woman that sees on Aleph Lachoydesh, Chof Hey, and then Aleph. So he said you could be Kaveh Aves for Mayin Pasuach, because even though the third Riyah came, Teichi Meinida of the Chof Hey, would you say it's Dami Meruvim that she saw on Chof Hey, but really she has a Ves Kavua for Rish Chiddush. Now, Agav, it's not clear that you have a Ves Kavua for Rish Chiddush. The place can say you're still Choshish for Chof Hey. It's not clear that you're Kaveh Adafka for Rish Chiddush and not for Chof Hey. You also have to still be Choshish for Chof Hey. So even if you're going to be Choshish for Mayim Pasuach, it's not clear that that's what your Ves is. So as soon as she starts, she has 30, 30, 29. Is that considered 29 goes into 30, and the Chor you have the Ves Kavua for Mayim Pasuach? The Shaila is the din of Mayim Pasuach said B'chlal B'negeta Flugers. The Mechaber only brings it down B'negeta, the Gemara brings it down B'negeta Yemei HaChodesh. Tosfos and Daf Samach Daled brings a raya from this Gemara that there's such a thing as a vest Yemei HaChodesh from this Gemara. So Vaisus is more Samach Yemei HaChodesh. The problem is the Pidur Ramban. Ramban holds there is no such thing in Chedushim. Holds there is no such thing as vest Yemei HaChodesh. So even though in Halachas he's Choshish for it, but how did he learn the Gemara? He has to learn that the Gemara is talking about a flogis. According to the Ramban, there is going to be such a thing as Mayim Pasuach L'Chorah, even from a flogis. The Halacha L'Maisa, the Machlokes is a Peskin, whether or not we're Choshish for it. That's all dependent on whether or not we possibly make Mayim Pasuach B'Chlal. The Mechaber doesn't bring down Mayim Pasuach. The Ramban doesn't bring down Mayim Pasuach. There is no thing Mayim Pasuach mentioned in the Mechaber Ramban. The Taz and Sifkotim Yurches brings it down. It's mentioned in Chavez Dalsikov Peidalit. It's mentioned in the Shach Kimdumani also. Brings down this case of Rish Chodesh, Rish Chodesh, Chavir, Rish Chodesh. But that's also B'negeah to Yom HaChodesh. It's not brought down B'negeah really to Aflogis. Those want to say that it's before in the Taz that the Taz doesn't hold B'negeah to Aflogis, make a Cheshbon. And it's only B'negeah to Yom HaChodesh. That's what we have. We have a Safik Mayim Pasuach, 30-30-29. As soon as she hit another 29, she has a Vadei Vez of 29-29, which is Yimei HaShavuah. The woman sees on Sunday. She sees 29 days later, it's also a Sunday. She sees 29 days later, it's also a Sunday. She has three Sundays. This is the shortest amount of a flogis that you could be kaveh aves. 29, 29, 36, 36, 22, 22. It's always the day of the week, three weeks later, the same day of the week, or 4 weeks later, or 5 weeks later, same day of the week. So this a woman that has 29, 29, before Shalach and Shulchan Aruch that we saw, Sivvok, she's kaveh aves, or Yom HaShavuah. So this woman, 30, 30, 29, 29, she has a choice at this point. Either she has a vest kavua of Mayin Pasuach of 30, or she has a vest for Yom HaShavuah of 29. Three riyas. The question is, when she saw the second 30, she saw 30-30, and then she saw 29 days later. 29 days later is two riyas. A flag of 29 is two riyas, two Sundays. So the first Sunday that she saw was also a 30, and was also the first three of the 29. So where do I use it? Which vest do I use it for? So the truth is that a Mayim Pasuach is not brought down halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Vest Yom HaShavuah is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Even if you hold a Mayim Pasuach, it's only a suffix, it's not a vadai. So you still have to be choishish for the 29 mitzvah, maybe it's a 29. So why do you use it as a Mayim Pasuach when I have a vadai vest here for Yom HaShavuah? So the Pasuach Lefarish is a vest for Yom HaShavuah. 29, 29, then she sees 28. You have the same shayla again. It's 29, 28 of Mayim Pasuach. Here for sure, if I'm going to take my Yom HaShavuah over my Mayim Pasuach and say that even though I had a Mayim Pasuach before and once I have a Yom HaShavuah, I'm going to be Kaveh Yom HaShavuah. Certainly if I have a Yom HaShavuah, I'm not going to take it and switch it and turn it into a Mayim Pasuach, which is also not Mefurish. Then she has another 28. Also only two Aflogas. Two Aflogas and only two Akiras of her Yom HaShavuah. Then she went back to 29. 29. Oh, so Lachara 30, 30, 29, 29, 28, 28 is nothing. When you get the deal with Mafreya, we don't find there's such a thing. Besides the fact that 30, 29, 28 is Machlokes in the crazy place in the shop, we pass on that it is. But 30, 30, 29, 29, 28, 28 is Kane Zachar. That's nothing. What is that? It's not a deal with Mafreya. It's not every other month. It's not by a flug, you can't even do every other month. It's every other month, every third month you're going down. 30, 29, 28, that's Sirugim and Dilugim together. Which we don't do Sirugim and Dilugim together. We're not Chesed for Sirugim and Dilugim together. So we have 28, 28. What's 28, 28? It's two Akira, it's two Aflogas. Doesn't do anything for you. And she has two Akiras of Yom HaShavua. Then she saw another 29. That's her third Akira for Yom HaShavua. So she's already off the day of the week. Then she sees another 29. Kaveh, Yom HaShavua again. She has a new Yom HaShavua that she's Kaveh. Then she sees 30. So it's one of one Akira. Then she sees 29. That's her second Akira on the Yom HaShavua. And another 29. So she has a new Yom HaShavua. But if you hold... One second, we'll get that in a second. If you hold like the Beis Meir, she has the Vesk Kavua for 30. Because she was never Akira 30. She saw 30, 30 at the beginning, don't forget. Then 6 months later, she saw 30. But she never was Akira the 30. So now she has the Vesk Kavua for 30. So she's the Vesk Kavua for 30, and then she has 29, 29. The question is, am I going to take the Beis Meir, the last two after the 30, 30, 30, 29, 29, 28, 28, 29, 29, 30, Beis Meir, 29, 29. The Kitzer, what is she Cheshish for? Lachar, she's Zichra as a Yom HaShavua, that's the last one. Alzen Nema, the Noid Yehuda looked at this fellow, and he said, this is Vesta Mavucha, Rabbi Yisai. Alzen Nema. It's this fellow that we were Mechadish Vesta Mavucha. Now even the Chavis Das, that's Chedek on him, that's only, the Chavis Das talks about a case where the Noit Behuda took it so far, he said even if the woman's not seeing her down the entire time, if the woman sees between 22 and 29, she has to be Cheshish for all those days. Even though 22, she never saw 22 to get into 29. Chavis Das says, no, that's not the case of the Ramah. The case is in a case where you're always seeing within 3 days, and you could be Kaveh all those 3 days because you keep on seeing the entire time. Even when she sees Aleph, she continues into Beis and Gimel. And Mimela, she could be Kaveh. And therefore, since there's a possibility to be Kaveh, Aleph, Beis and Gimel, she has to be Cheshish always. Are they talking about that she has a Cheshbin of her Vestas or not? She knows if she was Kaveh or she doesn't know. Does she write down her Vestas or she doesn't write it down? So the Chutshani says, no, even if she writes down her Vestas, if she's always seeing within these 3 days, since it's possible that she might be Kaveh, such a Vest, if she wasn't paying attention, therefore we always have to be Cheshish out to that day. So Lachar, according to that, you have even the Chavis Das. Certainly you have the Neid Yehuda. And Lachar, you would even have a Chavis Das here. You could not have it that she saw 3 times in every day, except for 30, she didn't see. The Pashtas is really she has a Flogas of 29. And that's really what she seems to be seeing. However, Lachar, she should be Cheshish for all these 3 days. If you're going to take the Neid Yehuda Vesem Avucha, it's only by 3 days. We don't go more than 3 days. This lady, Mamash, has 3 days. So Lachar, she certainly should be Machmer, at least for the Yom HaShavua that she has at the end, she should be machmer. She must be also Beit Meir as a chumrah to be machmer.